Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We broadcast live from the Score's Hyundai Studios. Brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Want to thank them. Want to thank Evan Thomas, who gets us up and running and motivated every single morning. And thanks to everyone who called, text, emailed.
Also, thank you for listening on this Thursday, April 18th.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun. Thanks to our executive producer. He's here bright and early and does all the research projects you ask. He's Dustin William Rhodes.
And Jamison Tyone on schedule for tomorrow?
Yes, Jamison, you know, should be, you know, barring anything, you know, going on over the next 24 hours.
That's Tommy Hotovy.
Asked and answered.
But you still don't believe it.
I believe it. I just haven't seen the corresponding move to make it official.
Thank you, Brandon Pryor, for coming back with that.
Warners are in against McNeil expecting a bunt. I don't think so.
I mean, did they scout these teams?
Maybe they don't. Pittsburgh, maybe they don't.
The five-hitter in the lineup, you're going to bunt your five-hitter?
I mean, who thinks that Jeff McNeil is going to be bunted?
Watch him bunt.
I mean, it's the number five-hitter.
And a batting champion two years ago. And then he lays down a bunt. So there you go. Garrett, 1-4 on the sacrifice. Garrett, repent.
Yeah. Man, there's some insight.
Gary Cohen.
Yeah. Let's welcome in the great Lawrence Holmes is here. Bless you, Lawrence. And he's with Dan Bernstein.
No, I thought it generally sucked. I didn't think it was a specific suck. I thought it was like an all-encompassing type of suck. So, you know, we're going to try and rectify that. But for right now, I'm going to be pretty pissed about it.
He was asked what specifically went wrong. And he said, well, it was more of a general suck.
That's salute awesome. That man.
Yeah, that was
I just
so
did.
Funny. That was
first
so
thing
clever.
I did.
Yeah.
Salute general suck.
Morning, guys.
Hey.
Hey, what's happening, boys?
Yeah. It's a wonderful world.
Bulls afterglow.
Yes. We are celebrating what will be. And now that the Jimmy news is out. I mean, all you need now is like a series of misfortune to hit Boston. And who knows?
Well, I am now. I felt like I was free to wear my Andre Drummond look how big my balls are t-shirt because he's not the issue. He did not cause the Alex Caruso absence, according to KC Johnson, that it was the other ankle that was re-injured. Drummond did hurt him,
still
but that's
in the
not
way. But still in the way.
But that's just part of the charm at this point.
Right.
That's why we love him. His in the wayness is part of the charm.
Right.
Eloy Drummond, a danger to all around. But the fact that he's not solely responsible for Caruso's absence freed me up to wear the T-shirt I can wear so proudly today.
You should feel proud to wear that T-shirt every day.
Sure.
That's a great. Well, I mean, wash it, of course. But
I know, but
it's a great T-shirt.
It better be for $50. I mean, it's a high quality design. The stitching is outstanding. Yes.
You better wear a collar if you're coming into this show.
That's right.
Hey, it
Dustino
was just.
Dustino be all over it.
It was just good exactly. News that Andre Drummond was playing based on the pregame expectation.
Yeah,
Sumu, same deal there. And they were both factors.
The best news is that Atlanta wasn't trying. They didn't announce that before the game, but they should have.
Well, they weren't willing. They Did not play any defense, and that was a good thing.
No.
Yeah.
Not one bit.
We're not interested.
They were not interested in playing defense at all. And I know Trey Young thought he was going to have his Superman moment. I'm going to take
his brace off. He sucks. He absolutely sucks.
How did you describe him? Like he was like near Chernobyl or something?
Irradiated. Yes, or as Jason said last night, he looks like if somebody dipped, if you licked a lollipop and dipped it in hair.
He looks like, have you ever done that? No, I haven't.
I don't know if he has.
Looks like El DeBarge. That's who he looks like.
That sounds delicious, by the way.
What, the hair-covered lollipop? But man, like, everything about his game is offensive. Like, he's doing all this stupid crap with a behind-the-back and throw jumping before he knows where to throw it, which DeRozan did too, by the way. And then at the end, that late three, like, what are you doing? I understand that that's the kind of thing that pisses off gamblers and maybe Jontay Porter, but... like, what is that? Wow. Like, everybody looked at him on the court, and you heard there was like a smattering of boos. Like, come on, man. Like, don't be – he's just lame.
Also,
he's just corny.
The attempted steal was a dumb play because of what he did
at
the time. I do wonder, Dan, I know that he was terrible last night. I do wonder, big picture, if since he has come back – he was playing with that brace, and I do wonder how much
that affected. He probably shouldn't have been out there.
Yeah, that's the other thing.
And he's been, on Dan's guy, Quinn.
But seriously, there should be this like a Misfit Toys team, the equivalent of like the G League Ignite, where you could take Zach LaVine and Trey Young.
It's called the Chicago Bulls.
But any number, the places where like corny superstars go to live their dreams, like superstars in their own head, and then you want to really compete with guys who want to play, form your own team.
I don't know how that happened to Trey Young. I thought at one point in time he was on the way to being a different kind of player who affected winning more than he has.
I think the rules caught up to him. I do think that some of the James Harden-inspired rules also trapped some of the tricks that Trey Young was using in his game. I do think some of that's coming for Jalen Brunson, too. Some of those little fake, like, slow down, ooh, you ran into me kind of plays that are getting called more.
I think Jalen Brunson is a better basketball player, though, overall.
Oh, no doubt.
He's a great basketball player.
No doubt. But he'll have to adapt once that stuff starts getting called.
I think that the problem with Trey Young is that he was supposed to be, like, that the first iteration of kid inspired by Steph Curry. And even when you were watching him in college, you saw him do amazing things, but you were always worried on if he was going to take his talent seriously. And to me, there hasn't been enough evidence that that's the case. I think he enjoys playing. I think that he loves being good. And I think he's cool with just being good instead of working towards being great. And it's unfortunate. And I think that there are already basketball players that have kind of surpassed that. Like if men and women, you know, that have been inspired by Steph Curry, and you look at their game, you look at Sabrina or you look at Caitlin Clark, and you go, oh, that's kind of what it's supposed to, like the next generation of that is supposed to look like. Trey Young falls in love with dribbling.
What do you guys got today?
We're busy today. We're obviously going to talk about the Bulls remaining alive and what the purpose of some of that is. We are going to talk about yesterday's egregious violation of the Holmes Edict when it comes to baseball. They have to be punished. We have to take them before the kangaroo court and decide what the penalty is for that violation. Matt Bowen will preview the NFL draft and what the Bears may do at 11. We've got High Noon, 11:40. We are going to talk with a former Ohio State linebacker Joshua Perry, now of NBC Sports. He's going to give us a scouting report on Marvin Harrison Jr. Talk a little Cubs thereafter. And at 1 o'clock, Jason Leisure, 125, Russell Dorsey.
All right, guys, have a great one.
Have a great show.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.